Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the back. Yes.
One of the things that we'll be carrying forward in this week is the communions of these teams, the daily communions. I'll be talking more about them tomorrow afternoon to the talk in the workshop. Tonight we begin with the Friday or the Sunday decision.
That helps, doesn't it?
Oh, good.
So, do I want to be forward of it? Or forward of it? I'm good. I'm good. Good here. Okay. 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 One man spoke, "Master," speaking to Jesus, "we are filled with eagerness to begin our communions with the angels of the earthly mother who planted the great garden of the earth. But what of the angels of the heavenly Father who rule the night? How are we to talk to them who are so far above us, who are invisible to our eyes? For we can see the rays of the sun. We can feel the cool water of the stream where we bathe. And the grapes are warm to our touch as they grow purple in the vines. But the angels of the heavenly Father cannot be seen or heard or touched. How then can we talk to them and enter their infinite garden? Master, tell us what we must do." And the morning sun encircled his head with glory as Jesus looked upon them and spoke, "My children, know you not that the earth and all that dwells therein is but a reflection of the kingdom of the heavenly Father? And as you are suckled and comforted by your mother when a child, but go to join your father in the fields when you grow up, so do the angels of the earthly mother guide your steps toward him who is your father, and all of his holy angels, that you may know your true home and become true sons, children, daughters of God. While we are children, we will see the rays of the sun, but not the power which created it. While we are children, we will hear the sounds of the flowing brook, but not the love which created it. While we are children, we will see the stars, but not the hand which scatters them through the sky, as the farmer scatters his seed. Only through the communions with the angels of the Heavenly Father will we learn to see the unseen, to hear that which cannot be heard, and to speak the unspoken word." So this is where we go to the yellow book. Too many things to juggle. I can be smart about this.
Okay.
Here, that works. Okay, that works. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. That works. Okay. So, this is the actual communion of the evening. So close your eyes and I'll read it for you. And you can come back and have a reference. But see if this awakens a deep memory in you of living by these communions. I enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the Heavenly Father, the Earthly Mother, and great masters. Reverence to the holy, pure, and saving teaching. Reverence to the Brotherhood elect. Angel of creative work, descend upon humanity and give abundance to all men. The angel of work who sings in the humming of the bee, pausing not in its making of golden honey, in the flute of the shepherd, who sleeps not lest his flock go astray, in the song of the maiden as she lays her hand to the spindle. And if you think that these are not as fair in the eyes of the Lord as the loftiest of prayers echoed in the highest mountain, then you do indeed err. For the honest work of the humble hands is a daily prayer of thanksgiving, and the music of the plow is a joyful song unto the Lord. He who eats the bread of idleness must die of hunger, for the field of stones can yield only stones. For him is the day without meaning, and the night a bitter journey of evil dreams. The mind of the idle is full of the weeds of discontent, but he who walks with the angel of work has within him a field always fertile, where corn and grapes and all manner of sweet-scented herbs and flowers grow in abundance. As ye sow, shall she reap. The man of God who has found his task shall not ask for any other blessing. So take a moment to contemplate, what are your tasks? What is your creative work in the world that brings you satisfaction and joy?
And Kimberly, thank you for doing that. While you're up here in front, you're going to be having a workshop tomorrow afternoon. So do you want to tell us a little bit about it? Pleasure. Thank you.
So Eva is the first workshop tomorrow morning. And then I'll follow that up at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, where we will learn more about these Essene communions. You heard reference tonight to the teachings and the masters, the great masters. We'll be talking more about what are those teachings, how are they reflected in the communions, and how can we explore them in our daily lives to have a deeper, more satisfying, more nurturing experience of joy.
That'll be 2 o'clock tomorrow right here. And then Eva, would you like to talk about yours in the morning?
That everyone knows that we'll be doing these communions 15 minutes before the start of each workshop. So when it says 2 o'clock, be here at 1:45 or... for my workshop at 9:45, Kimberly will lead us in the communion for that part of the day, mm-hmm. and then we'll go on to the workshop. And mine is called Remembering Our Essene Power and Reclaiming It. And it's going to be an exciting time for us to take a look inside and do the remembering. And so I'd like to suggest that tonight, before you lay your head upon the pillow, or as you're laying it upon the pillow, set the intention for yourself to, in your dreams, remember or be given a hint of what your role or what your remembrances of Essenes, because Yeshua says to us that we are the modern Essenes, and we've had many lifetimes as Essenes, bringing the remembrance of life's principles in our life and into the world to continue that tradition. So remember to remember that tonight.
Right.
And also ask yourself, what are your intentions for this week? Because our intentions create our reality and bring to us what we need. So it could be anything from being in communion and in celebration with our heart family here to your own spiritual growth. Let your inner self reveal that to you. And then we'll talk about it some more tomorrow and do some exercises. Also wear comfortable clothes because we're going to do some stretching and, weather permitting, be outside for a little bit with our stretches and communing with Mother Nature, because that's what we did as Essenes. We did a lot of spent a lot of time in nature. So setting intention, wearing comfortable clothes, remembering your Essene lifetime. And something that we're going to do also as Essenes on Friday is to go and sit by flowing water. And I would just like to put out the intention there that if you would like to come to where my husband and I live on Mount Pleasant Road, we live near a creek that sings wonderful sacred songs to me. Yeah. And that we only have enough room for 10 people to come on that day because of the limitation of the cars that we can get in there. We can only get in 2 cars. So I'm going to be passing around a sign-up sheet. And please let me know, and we'll have more details as we go along during the week. But just kind of get that in your mental state of joining us for that day, because we'll do some intense nature meditation then. We'll start on Monday and then on Friday with it. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow at 9:45 right here.
Perfect. Thank you, Eva and Kimberly. That's tomorrow's special workshops that we're going to be having. And I should start out this evening by thanking Charlie for playing for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Charlie has come all the way across the U.S. from New Jersey to be with us this week, and that is not the only place he has lived. He has lived all over the world, and he speaks, what, about 16 different languages? I'm sure he can, no, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, I'm sure he can swear in different, but no, we won't go there.
I know bathroom in about 40 languages. You know, you go to a foreign country, and the first thing you have to think about is, where is the nearest bathroom, and how do I ask for it?
Yes. Good practical questions, things you have to know. So Charlie will be sharing with us this week some of his music, and we have Eric to thank for lending us the keyboard. Eric will be here. I don't think he's here tonight, but on another evening. So I am looking forward to this week. This is going to be a very special, by invitation only, week. I was asking Yeshua because the number of registrations was drastically lower than many other years. And I was asking, you know, what's happening? Haven't I put the word out? Don't people know about this? He said, the ones who are coming are ones, first of all, who have walked with me. Second of all, they've been Essenes. And third of all, they are ready for the message. So he said, tell them to hold on to their seats because it is going to be quite a ride this week. So with that, it's like, okay, wow, it's going to be really something. So know that if you are here, and there will be others joining us as the week goes on, you know, some of the other evenings, Know that it is because you're answering a call. You've heard the call to be here, and so we'll just see where that call takes us, but I'm really excited about it. So now, before we get into, Jeshua has a few words that he wants to share this evening. He always has a few words that turn into more words, but before he does that, I want to ask Josie if you will lead us in prayer.
Can you reach across the aisle or however? Each one touch one.
Okay.
Father, we truly, truly give thanks for the divine opportunity to be here. I can hear Yahshua saying, not yet, because you brought yourself here. Yes, we did. We came by divine appointment. We said yes to you, Father, that we would come and be all that you have created us to be. That it is time that we awaken from the dream that wasn't what it seemed. So we go forth now in your love, your peace, your grace, your joy, and all that you are as us in and through us. We go forth in all of your essence, not making ourselves small to try to fit in. When we showed up, we were already in. So, Father, as we know this and show this, we know that all is well and well indeed, for this will be the best 5 days ever, ever. When we go home, our lights will be shining like new money. Father, we go forth now in peace, knowing that all is well and well indeed, for each one has touched one. Remembering that in truth there is only one. Thank you, Father, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Josie. Okay. I want to say just a couple of sentences about how happy I am to welcome you to our 24th Advance. We used to, in the beginning, call them retreats, until one day in Colorado, Lion Square Lodge in Vail, Colorado, he was walking around as he is wont to do, and he stopped mid-sentence, and he said, I don't know why you call these retreats. You're not retreating from anything. You're advancing. So from then on, we have had advances. And yes, the journey has been fun. And yes, the advance each year has been fun. Different each one because of the people. Different each one because of the message that he wanted to share. And this year will be no exception to that. It's going to be very, very high is the word he's giving me. Very high in remembrance. So, okay, I hear you. He says, come on, it's my turn. Okay, we will take off the shoes. And we will, yes, I understand, it's okay. He says, I don't need all the finery. Okay, can I put this between you here?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Take all of that off.
Yes, we'll do that. Okay. So I invite you now just to take that deep breath and to feel yourself comfortable on the chair. And then taking another easy breath, feel the golden white light that you are coming in through the crown chakra, going down to the fingertips and down to the toes, turning on all of the lights of all of the cells of the body. Feel yourself to be truly a light. And then taking another easy breath, feel the light that you are radiating from the heart center. Know that truly the light that you are as you walk through the daily activities is felt by others who are looking for light, wanting to know what is of light in this world. Know that truly you touch many people, and as you touch them, their lights come on, and their light then lights up other ones, and it spreads. Jeshua has told us so many times that our true nature is love, and the true expression of that is joy. So feel yourself to be radiantly alive in joy. And in that space of joy, we will invite the one known as Jeshua, Yeshua, Jesus, to be with us in this way. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of light, divine. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy of reunion. Great joy of remembrance. This evening, as we spend your precious time together, and I know how you value time, and I thank you for coming and spending time with me, we are going to reignite the remembrance of the light that you have been down through the ages, not only here in what you see Holy Mother Earth to be, but in other locations, other circumstances, and it will, as you will have to let go of the rigidity of the mind, blow the circuits. But it is okay. Because every part that is blown, we will go and retrieve. So you will not leave this gathering without some of the pieces that you came with. Unless, of course, you want to leave them in the trash bin at the door. That is okay. In truth, we are going to go where you remember being. And yet the world does not speak to you of where you have been and who you have been and how you have understood the existence and the portrayal of the light that you are. The world speaks to you of heaviness, of problems, of decisions you have to make. And hopefully you will have enough wisdom to make those decisions. But the world will then judge you and say, well, you really could have done better. And your own self-judgment from time to time speaks to you and says, well, you know, you could have done, etc., etc. But in truth, you are living exactly the plan that you have set out for yourself. And as I have said to you many, many times, if you do not like that which you are experiencing, stop, breathe, and choose anew. Because you are the one who is creating. You are the one who is judging that which you create. So if you do not like what you see, you stop and you look at it anew. We are going to be speaking, especially on the morrow, about where you have come from, why you have come, and who you have been in what you understand existence, reality, small r, to be. It is going to be a fun ride because I have noticed in this lifetime for you, and I have noticed with my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know is Judith, how you get excited with the so-called science fiction, how you have enjoyed all of the Star Trek adventures, how you have enjoyed the Avatar movie, everything that has taken you to a place where you have said, yes, I resonate with that. I don't know why I resonate with it, but it opens my heart. It opens my mind, and there is a place within me that knows that adventure. So on the morrow, when we speak in the evening, we are going to touch more places of remembrance within you to the effect where hopefully you will be able to still keep the body sitting on the chairs and not so much taking off as the skyrocket, although there will be some of that, at least in the inner, as you feel the excitement growing. Because you have said, I want to remember. I want to remember who I am. Capital W. You know very well who you are in this lifetime. You have a name, you have an address, you have an email address, you have a physical address, you have a telephone number, you have the most wonderful technology in your hand that keeps you in touch with everyone and everything as it happens, sometimes more than you actually want to be bombarded with. You are going to be now, on the morrow, and even starting with this evening in your dreams, beginning to touch remembrances that go beyond this experience, this lifetime. And you're going to wonder, can this be true? It is going to ignite a piece of memory within you, all of the places you have been in this lifetime, and then all of the places you have been before this lifetime, so that at some point we are going to do a few of what are called the centering prayers to bring you back to where the feet are. We're going to do that from time to time because there's going to be part of the mind that is going to resonate with something very strongly and you're going to go with it. But do not worry about getting lost and never finding yourself again, because we are setting an anchor right here where you are, as this seems to be the human body sitting in the room on a chair. There's going to be an anchoring point, so you do not have to worry that I'm going to go so far out I'll never find myself again. Now, I know there are friends of yours who say, that one called Timothy in this lifetime, he is so far out in some of his ideas that you turn on their lights, you turn on their question marks. You say something, you write a poem, someone reads it, it resonates within them, and they say, that took me away from what I thought I was, just this body, just this mind, just this name. Most wonderful furry one. Yes, you like to be furry. Hmm? As you know, this is love walking on the 4 feet. You are all love walking on, 2 feet in this time. Know you? You have had the existence on 4 feet? Why do you think it resonates so strongly with you when you look into the eyes of the four-footed one and there is a love that you feel almost as a cord between the two of you, binding you heart to heart? It is because, and I do not speak what is heresy, to say to you that you have been the four-footed ones. You are able to stand in front. Well, this takes a bit of courage. I was going to say stand in front of the bull and say to the bull, yes, I have been you. You may want to stand behind the bull. I'm not sure. But if there is a resonance, know that you, yes, have expressed in all of life forms that you understand upon this planet, and life forms that even now seem to be very far out. You have been there. You have done that. Because the Holy Child, the one child of the Creator, has said, I want to know who I am. I want to know what I am. I want to know where I have been. I want to know and have it resonate within me all of the realities, lowercase r, that have come from the one reality of the Creator. You are the child, the extension, of the one Creator. And as such, you have brought forth a myriad number of adventures, more than you can relate. But that is okay. We are going to take a slice of them, and we are going to write down some of them after an evening, because there's going to be different points of remembrance in the evenings. And you may want to have your little notepad with you to write down, oh, yes, that speaks to me. I know that is something I have done. Some of you have just below the surface of the consciousness, knowing you have been the space traveler, knowing that you have been to other heavenly bodies, you have lived and walked upon them, and yes, to ordinary, it is not true to call them ordinary, but the ones who tune into what they feel reality is at this point, you have been and have the remembrance of more than what they are delving into right now. They are quite busy with what they have agreed that they will do and what they will remember. But you are the adventurers. You are the ones who have said to the Father, I will go. Send me, Lord. Send me, Father. I will go into the far reaches, and I will speak love to the brothers and sisters. I will speak love to the four-footed ones who understand love, because they do not have to work with the words. They struggle from time to time with your words. They wonder, why do you make so much noise speaking? Mind to mind, they understand. They are there ahead of you. Mind to mind, you are doing in this day and time as well. You think that you have to use the sounds to communicate. And as you travel afar, such as this one has done, you hear various sounds that then have to be translate it within the mind and say, oh, that certain sound means such and such. And yet I will say to you, all of you, what comes before the sound is the mind-to-mind understanding. That precedes even the usage of sound. So if, and some of you have practiced the silent meditation where you know that you can communicate with other ones just through thought, and then the telephone rings or the buzzer buzzes and you say, oh, I was just thinking of you. Of course. Mind to mind is much faster than word to word and ear to ear. Yes, and love is the fastest of all. You are here in this evening for this week because you are the adventurers. You will be joined on other evenings by the company who also has traveled with you, mind to mind and body to body, because you have said, okay, I want to create a form. And the form has changed many, many times. And I know that many of you say, well, I want to change my form. The women want to have the form a little bit different up here and less here. The men want the form of the mind, the arms to be a bit broader. But that is not the important part of you. The important part of you is the heart-to-heart and mind-to-mind oneness. You are knowing this. You are proving it to yourself. Because even without answering your device, you know who is calling. You know what is happening. You can trust it. Practice with it. That is what you are doing. To bring forth the remembrance that, yes, I am that which I am creating. I am not separate from my creations. Hear that well and practice that well, because if you want to have the loving creations, loving relationships, be love in your heart. Speak words of acceptance, of love. Know that always that which you are, the vibration that you are, goes ahead of you. Ones can feel your presence even before you walk into the room. Ones can feel your presence even before they take the device and speak into it. I love this device now. It's gone flat. Used to be a little curvy. Now it's a flat one. So I have to adjust. When I make the certain display, now it has to be flat. I enjoy watching your creations. I enjoy your inventions as you work towards the remembrance that truly I do not need any physical thing, but it is fun to play with. Until you get to the place where I've seen my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know is Judith, take something and say, I don't understand this. I don't understand this. And it gets thrown across the room. Okay. She does not like it, especially when I tell these stories. But truth be truth. And all of you have reached that point from time to time. So it is not something you have not heard before or done before. This week is going to be exciting because you have decreed that you are ready for it. If you have not been to one of these gatherings before, you have chosen rightly to come to this one because you are creating it as we go along, and you are creating exactly what brings you to the place of realization of the one creative source. You want to know the Father, Mother, God. You want to know love. You want to know human love. Yes, of course, acceptance. But more than that, you want to know the love that pervades everything, that goes before you and makes the crooked places straight, that makes the rocky ledges smooth. You want to know, who am I, truly? More than that, why am I? Why am I having this experience? Why am I being drawn to a certain place at a certain time? Because many of you have traveled some miles, space, distance, to be here, even to take a bit of the jog in the trek to get here. Oh, yes. And experiences where you were interactive with someone else, yes. Oh, yes, very interactive. And here you are. Allowing yourself to remember. That is what this week is all about. I will speak to you most evenings. My Father Joseph, he is going to speak with you. As he says quite often, he does not get out too often. So he wants to get out and speak with you. So he will be speaking probably on the morrow. The timetable is not set. And my mother, Mother Mary, as you know her, wants to speak with you once again and to remind you of a truth of your being, that the love that she has for you is the love of the one source, that in truth you have known her many other lifetimes as well, where you have played, lived, exchange the, what you call the menus of food.
Recipes.
Yes, with each other. A dash more of this and a sprinkling of something else in there, etc. And then my beloved Mary of Magdala wants to share with you once again her love. She has held back for many generations of time to allow me to make the crooked ways straight for her, and yet she is the one who spreads the peace and the balm before every step, the love that she is. So, as it is seen now, she will speak to you as well on one of the evenings and tell you what she has found to be true. We are going to ride the spaceship tomorrow evening. Make your preparations. Know that truly who you are in this lifetime will not be forgotten. You will come back and you will take upon yourself that which you know to be this lifetime. But in the meantime, tomorrow in the evening, we will take you on a flight. Forward and backward. I have to turn myself around. Yes, okay. And it will be exciting, it will be revealing, it will be adventuresome because you have asked for it. In peace, so be it. He says to ask you, are you up for this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you would not be here if you hadn't asked for it, because he always answers whatever is being asked for. So I know that all of you have traveled a good distance, either today or a couple of days before. I know that you need to probably get rested, unpack the suitcases. Yes, I understand. He was going to say boxes. I don't know if they brought boxes, but okay, suitcases, whatever. So we will have a short night this evening. I will bid you a good evening. And remember Eva's workshop in the morning. And the Essene 15 minutes before Eva's workshop. 9:45, right here. And then we will have food tomorrow, too. Yes, we'll have lunch. Okay, thank you.